From big mining companies to ice cream producers, South Australia's blackout wrought havoc and cost businesses across the state millions. Power's now been restored to the majority of properties, with around 60,000 still in the dark. Authorities have recently issued a new warning to prepare for further destructive weather. You heard the South Australian Premier on that. Across the metropolitan area this afternoon, as stories continue to emerge about how the state coped after the unprecedented event. In Adelaide, Caroline Winter.
There are many places to be during a blackout, but lying on an operating table in a hospital isn't one of them.
I'd had my drip put in my arm, and they were just about to put a spinal block in my back. So I obviously couldn't feel anything before they gave me the general anaesthetic. And as he went to do that, the lights went out.
Dee was at a private hospital in Adelaide just moments away from a hip replacement and was one of the many patients whose surgery was cancelled across the state when the blackout hit yesterday. Vicky Kaminsky is the acting chief executive of SA Health.
So we advised the hospitals that they needed to think about where their patients were coming from. We don't want to compromise patient safety by asking them to drive in if it's not safe. So what we've advised is that where appropriate, we will cancel emergency or elective surgery, but all other elective surgery will progress.
Hospitals across the state went on to back up generators, but at Flinders Medical Centre, the generator stopped, life-saving equipment went on to battery backup, and 17 intensive care patients had to be moved to Flinders Private. Vicky Kaminsky says patients' lives were never in danger.
All of the life-saving equipment is on battery backup and has many hours of battery backup. So we did, in fact, when we moved patients, moved them connected to the battery-operated equipment and to some handheld respirators that we could use, that we use during transport all the time.
Metropolitan hospitals are now back to running on mains power, but country hospitals are on generators and sufficient diesel is being provided to keep them going. While the medical sector is on the mend, the business community is not so healthy. The state's peak business body has conservatively estimated the cost to productivity and other losses is in the billions. Nigel McBride is from Business SA.
Even on the average size of an employer in this state, you're talking about a multi-billion dollar productivity hit for just that 24-hour period. Then on top of that, you're talking about business interruption and trading losses, particularly in the evening, for the hospitality sector, the services sector, etc. And then on top of that, you're talking about uninsurable loss for things like food spoilage because of the nature of, I guess, an act of God. So it's cumulatively, because it was across the whole state and every single employer was affected, the multiplier effect really does pretty quickly add up into a multi-billion dollar issue.
The power outage is taking a huge toll on some of the state's biggest companies, with BHP Billiton and Arium's operations shut down, while Nearstar says its Port Pirie-based smelter will be out of action for up to 2 weeks due to a power outage costing millions. Also without power is South Australian iconic ice cream producer Golden North. The company's general manager, Peter Adamo, says there's $600,000 worth of ice cream in a freezer at the Laura factory in the Mid-North.
We currently have a generator in transit, which should arrive 6 p.m. tonight to give us some power to ensure that our stock is maintains its temperature.
Do you have any concerns at the moment that there may be some spoils there?
There could be. Yesterday's production, there could be an issue, but we won't know until we do an assessment tomorrow morning.
For Golden North and many others, it's too soon to count the actual cost. But Nigel McBride says compensation may not be on the table. South Australia is bracing for more wild weather, with destructive winds predicted to hit the state in the next few hours.
Caroline Winter.